Welcome to the Elite Circle.
EC.
EC.
Giving you the information that you need to know.
EC, baby.
Back at it. Back at it. Here we go. For any of your fantasy football needs, you can always catch us at
Elite Circle Pod on Twitter. That's at Elite Circle Pod on Twitter. And Lambo.
Week four.
Kicking off week four, baby. Can you believe it? Week four already.
So what'd you guys think?
By far the best Thursday night football game
this season. Yeah.
As far as exciting to watch, I'm not saying it was the best defensive display. Definitely not on the Eagles secondary. Although, you know, they came up with some good plays here and there, definitely.
Yeah, they did.
But yeah, as far as excitement, as far as high scoring, seeing some offense, seeing quarterbacks doing, getting off as far as throwing the ball, getting a lot of yards. Yep. It was and running the ball.
Running the most
finally
important part. She's been waiting for weeks, folks. Waiting for weeks.
Man, finally the Eagles decide to run the ball. I'm like, you trade for Jordan Howard for what if you're not going to use him?
Right.
So you let two games kind of slip away. Mm-hmm. It was good to see on Thursday night, football, that they definitely made a commitment to running the ball.
Yeah.
And, Wentz looked good here and there, picking his spots and throwing the ball and connected with certain receivers.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. So how did your heart feel when Aaron Rodgers came up and scored in like a minute?
Yo, right down the field, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, easy. And that was what I was kind of hitting to. Good point. Good point, O, because I was kind of hitting on that earlier, is that I noticed, as far as defensive-wise, we had our moments, and, definitely the interception at the end of the game was critical.
Clutch.
But we had some moments where, it was either bonehead penalties or we just letting Aaron Rodgers continue to give, all right, guys, when are we going to take notice he's going to Adams? Some point, Maddox, listen, I know it's not his fault.
Help.
Adams is a good wide receiver. I didn't like the defensive calls as far as, I understand going man-to-man, but at some point, like you said, G, help. Where is the help, under or over something?
Please.
And see, clearly he needed it. He had a career high in the first half.
Yeah.
He was heading towards 200 yards. It's
fantasy
crazy.
Wise, you're, right? You're drooling. With
so if you started Adams, if you listened to what we predicted on Twitter, you started Adams, you were definitely happy.
Yes, you were.
Unfortunately, it did kind of at the end tail off to actually be, it seems like he has an injury now, turf toe.
Yeah.
But as far as fantasy wise, last night he definitely delivered for you.
Yeah, he did.
Gets 10 days rest. I'm not sure that's enough to actually come back from that injury. He's still probably going to be hampered by that, I think, going forward.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see how his value may be affected with the injury. But he definitely delivered last night. Speaking of delivery, also Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he delivered.
AR-12,
that bad man.
Another one. If you started him, if you listened to us, if you paid attention to our Twitter handle, yeah, he was another good one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Alshon Jeffries.
I know.
Interesting enough, right?
Thank God he came back. It seemed like y'all needed a little help on the outside. Deshaun not
did
being
we?
There. Aguilar really didn't do too much this game at all. It was more so Alshon and Ertz.
Absolutely.
But you really needed Alshon.
Yeah,
really.
Alshon, you could tell, as you talked about, G, we've been missing, the injury bug has definitely been hitting us.
Mm-hmm.
Losing, Alshon and Deshaun in the same game and then also being missed last week. It was good to kind of see Wentz being able to actually connect with him and kind of build, continue to build that rapport as far as fantasy-wise. And even Wentz last night.
Yeah.
I had him as a QB2. And he actually definitely delivered on that. And then sometimes, I think I even kind of more so went to maybe a low end QB1. He didn't have as many yards, but his touchdowns, three of them, it's clutch.
Can't
sure.
ask for too much more.
Right.
Especially on a Thursday night game against Green Bay. I didn't think it would end up that way, but it was a good game.
Right.
Wentz showed up. Like you said, Jordan Howard did. Miles
Ertz
Sanders.
Did okay.
Miles Sanders was pretty good. Yeah, Ertz was pretty. He was like average,
Yeah, I was expecting a couple of more touches or to get a little bit more yards.
Didn't Jimmy Graham outperform Ertz yesterday?
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough. And he could have actually even had more. When I was looking back at those plays where Green Bay kind of came up empty in the red zone.
Yeah. He was
a
the
lot
target.
Of those, he was the target. Yes, and a lot was. Of those, they kind of point out where he didn't actually go up with two hands. A lot of times he was going up with one. Now, of course, he was defended pretty well, I think, on majority of them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he could have definitely. I was anticipating even having a bigger day, and that's a good point that you guys bring up on an onset going into that. Think about the tight ends that were going into these games. I was definitely giving the more of a slight edge definitely to Ertz. But Jimmy Graham did also perform last night, which I think is something they're probably going to have to lean a little bit more on if Adams is actually hurt.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fantasy-wise, you know, we could talk about some IDP MVPs.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you want to start with Blake the Great?
What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got to it last night. He was all over the field. You know, what you expect for a linebacker to actually get those tackles. And I think last night he actually had
10 solos and 5 assists.
There you go. Yeah, so... And if you're in the league, and of course your league giving you those credit for those tackles, of course they should be. Right. You know, he was definitely a great play last night. So, yeah, definitely an IDP MVP. Mm-hmm. One that I was actually kind of disappointed in. I started him in one of my leagues myself, Jaire Alexander.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, of course, we did see that one play where it was like Wentz almost fumble, where they thought it was a fumble, and he grabbed it up and scooped it and scored. Mm-hmm. Would have been probably definitely a major impact as far as that, but that didn't actually count. So mm-hmm. It didn't seem to actually be targeted a lot, and that's something to kind of keep in mind with him moving forward. Depending on your league and your scoring, if it's a situation where if he's not going to get a lot of targets, likely he's probably not going to have as many tackles and pass breakups, or even chances to get interceptions. So it is something to kind of keep an eye on there. If he's kind of getting no more of a shutdown corner, as we were talking about, then if that's kind of the case, you want to keep that in mind as far as the IDP impact for him. As far as on the defensive line for the Eagles, Barnett,
pretty good game.
Yeah, he had a pretty good game. Solid. He had a strip sack of Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're in a big play IDP league, that's huge.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that was huge. Brandon Graham had a really good game. He was definitely in the back for a lot. Of course, he scooped the fumble from the strip sack. He scooped that up, so you know he got that forced fumble production there. So you know, as far as on a I would expect a little bit more from like a Fletcher Cox. But he seems to be kind of getting himself into the game. He was definitely in the backfield, made some great tackles, but, just not the impact that you typically expect from him. But I expect that to actually pick up. But as far as last night, he was kind of a decent start, I would say, for that. But he only had 2 tackles, 1 assist. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Not too much going on.
No, they really didn't get too much pressure on on AR-12, they got a lot of, quarterback hits and stuff like
that. Right.
They got the 1 sack, the strip sack. They were pretty, I thought they could have been a little bit more energetic on the line.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's easy. Aaron Rodgers is not the easiest to tackle.
He's moving, he's
getting out. And the one time you think that you have collapsed the pocket for him, he still finds a way to squeeze out and get out. Right. He was definitely doing that last night. So to kind of balance it out, I do understand why it wasn't as easy. But to your point, G, I definitely thought would have connected and got a little bit more on front of the defensive line. So as far as IDP players and as far as their impact last night, Blake Martinez was definitely the play.
Yeah.
Barnett.
Derek Barnett, and then of course with Nigel Branum actually getting the pick at the end, that definitely
that
did. He actually had a chance at 2, because that first one he actually dropped back one time. Aaron Rodgers didn't actually see him coming under.
He had a chance to pick that one.
If he picked that one, he was going to the house.
Nobody was near him at all.
That's a good one to kind of keep an eye on Nigel Branum. He was very active as far as the pass breakups, actually getting an interception at the end of the game clincher. Huge play, but that kind of ties a bow as far as on the IDP side of the ball. I actually was surprised by this. Adams had a monster game.
Yeah, Devontae had a monster.
Right,
game.
Yep. He was doing whatever he wanted at will, especially in the first half. Up to the injury, anytime he threw the ball at him, he was catching it. And he was getting not only catching, he's getting yards after the catch. I was just expecting that some other targets would actually get involved.
Right.
Geronimo actually did surprise me. That's
Geronimo
what I was getting
Allison,
to.
Yeah.
He actually surprised me last night. He did have a bigger game than actually Scantlin. So that was actually something surprised, because I actually was thinking it would be the other way around. And that's something to kind of keep an eye on. Number one, if Adams actually with this toe is he's going to be out, probably those two would be the two that you're going to anticipate to get a lot more catches and have a lot more fantasy impact moving forward. So definitely want to keep an eye on that and keep an eye on those two receivers. But as far as last night, it was definitely Adams' show. And with a little sprinkling of Allison and Jimmy Graham was definitely impactful in the red zone, I would say, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Thursday Night Football. Yeah. If you didn't know, I'm an Eagles fan. I was so happy to hear that, you know, see my Eagles actually get that win. That was a great, exciting game.
Great. Great game. I'm happy they won. Thank you for giving Green Bay their first loss of the season. I appreciate it.
Here we go. Fake love. Fake love. He only likes it for the benefit of those Vikings.
I appreciate you, Eagles. You're making it up to me. Thank you.
You know what? I'm so happy that we actually won. I'll take it. Right. But yeah, Thursday Night Football, Week 4, baby. Recap. In the bag.
Who you gonna start? Who you gonna sit?
Week 4, Stardom Center.
Yeah.
Running backs, quarterbacks, wide receivers.
Tight ends?
Kickers.
Yeah. So we're going to get into some Stardom Sit-ems for Week 4. We're going to start off with some running backs.
Okay.
A couple of them we want to call out. Now, of course, just to put it out there, of course, we do have some ones that are no-brainers as far as starting. Of course, we know that Saquon is out, so he's not a part of the conversation anymore. But as far as some ones like Alvin Kamara, it's just a no-brainer. Even with Teddy Bridgewater, the fact that he's still an RB1 every week. Christian McCaffrey, another one. He's out every week, all week. He's always going to be an RB1, no-brainer. You should actually have him in your lineup. I can't imagine it's going to be too much better that would make you want to actually sit them. But we're going to talk about some other ones. Chris Carson.
Okay, out there in Seattle.
For the Seattle Seahawks, he's going against the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, with us getting to actually week four, you kind of get to the point where you actually kind of able to identify some defenses that haven't been as – good against the run, or you know, having just good overall. So some of them now we can actually call out. Arizona falls in that category.
Sure do. Yeah, their defense hasn't been the same. You know, I don't think it's just because of Patrick Peterson. I think just as a whole, that team is they're trying to find their identity still.
Exactly.
You know, so
took the words right out of my mouth. They're trying to find their identity. They are missing Patrick Peterson, but he's not the only reason as to why they're playing the way they are.
Yeah.
But I think that continues. So Chris Carson, I do like his matchup this week. Now you do want to keep in mind, and I would say kind of beware of Rashard Penny, because it is rumors that he's actually going to be starting, you know, with him coming off the injuries, if he's able to stay healthy, that he's going to be possibly getting more touches. So that's something to definitely keep in mind. Okay. He's currently dealing with the hamstring issues, so but he's actually practicing. So definitely something if you Chris Carson owners, if you if you don't have Penny or he may be available possibly in your league,
right?
As far as a handcuff, is something you may want to be definitely thinking about there for sure.
Yeah, I think it's a good handcuff for Carson. That will be Penny. You know, Carson with his unfortunate fumble issues he's been having lately, like he might take himself out the equation.
Exactly to your point, because of the fumbling is the reason why Penny's actually coming up in a conversation for getting more touches. Great point there, G. So definitely
Start him.
Kerryon Johnson, RB1 this week. I have him going against Kansas City. He actually had, this pains me to say, career high against the Eagles last week. As far as carries, I think that actually continues. Kansas City defense, as far as like overall team, offensively, we know how explosive they are. Undebatable. But on the defensive side, it's still something they're still trying to figure out. And they haven't been as consistent on that side of the ball. I think that Kerryon Johnson is going to have some success this week. I don't know if it's going to be career highs like he had against the Eagles. But I do have him as an RB2, so low RB1 this week going against Kansas City. So if you have him, start him. Marlon Mack.
Eminem.
Out there with the Indianapolis Colts. He's going against the
Oakland Raiders. The Raiders.
Right.
That's what man always say.
Right. So I think that is actually a good matchup this week for him. I have him as an RB1. So he's going against the Oakland Raiders defense. They have been, surprised at the overall team, fantasy wise, as far as defense is, when you see certain matchups, you actually should be excited for it. When they're going against a running back, hasn't been too great this far.
Yeah.
So I say, with Marlon Mack actually having an option this week, start him. RB1, confidence. Yeah.
Start him.
So, Austin Eckler. Now we got a bit of a news this week.
That changed really fast.
Yeah,
real quick.
A bit of news this week.
Real quick.
somebody's coming back and is going to report and has reported at this point now. Oh, so, Melvin. Yeah. Oh. So, me, if you guys are like me and you're an Austin Eckler owner, one of my leagues, I do have him. Mm-hmm. You definitely want to be aware, of course, that Melvin Gordon actually has reported. He's not going to play this week in week four, but he will be in the fold as far as week five and moving forward, I'd imagine. Mm-hmm. I predicted they're actually going to kind of ease him into the process.
Yeah, yeah. So, Austin still will have a little bit of,
yeah, he's still
going to
have his role. He's still going to still be the pass-catching running back. Mm-hmm. Still even possibly in a red zone as far as a dump down option for Rivers. But, mm-hmm. you know, you want to definitely keep in mind that as the year goes along, I think a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, mm-hmm. Gordon's going to be the number one running back.
Yeah.
So some of those touches that Austin was getting is definitely going to be cut in half. Mm-hmm. But again, he would probably move down. Instead of like this week, I have him as an RB1. Yep.
Stardom.
In the future, he probably is going to move. I would actually readjust it down to probably being more of a flex option.
Right.
Yeah. In most situations, especially in a PPR league, for sure. But he's actually going against the Miami Dolphins this week. RB1.
Yeah. I mean,
again, we talked about defenses that you're starting to see now. You know, when you see certain teams come up, like every time Miami, anybody's going against Miami, start them.
Period. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver one, start them.
Right. So that falls right into place this week for Austin Eckler. He has the last week possibly enjoying the reins by himself as the starting running back, RB1 this week. James Conner.
And JC from over there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They're going against the Cincinnati Bengals this week.
Bengals. So I actually, James Conner didn't have such a great game last week.
Yeah.
I actually see this more as a bounce back game for him possibly this week. Going against the Bengals.
It's a division rival.
Absolutely. So they definitely know each other's tendencies. Mm-hmm. They've been kind of friendly to the running backs as far as yardage. So I think he does get around 80, 90 yards and possibly a touchdown. A high RB2, possibly teeter into a one. I say start him. James White with the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. Right? They're at the Buffalo Bills. What did you just talk about? Divisional games, right?
Yep.
Here's
very
another
tough.
One.
This is when both teams, they know each other. Like you said, they know their tendencies. You kind of got to catch the opposition off guard a little bit. You got to do something that obviously you don't think that they know how to do.
Right, exactly.
And one thing that New England does know how to do is dump that rock down to James White.
Exactly.
Sony.
In this case, exactly. I have him as a stardom.
Yeah,
because in this case, to your point, G, I definitely see that, Brady's going to be dumping the ball down in Buffalo and, it's going to be a tough game, but I think that's going to be one of his leverages that he's going to be able to do. Mm-hmm. I know that White missed last week's game due to the birth of his child.
Mm-hmm.
But
Congrats.
But I think it's actually, a great opportunity, like I said, for a good matchup for him. Mm-hmm. It seems like the Bills have allowed, at this point, about 24 touchdowns to running back. With that in mind, seems like a good recipe for James White. I know it's a busy backfield, but I do like James White this week. Start him. Derrick Henry.
I like him this week.
Yeah?
Yeah, you don't, unfortunately. Like you said, you're going against him in one of your leagues.
Yeah.
I got a feeling he's going to go off on these Falcons.
So that's why we have him as a start him.
Start him.
This week, he is going, like you talked about, he's going against Atlanta Falcons. Last week he did, even though that game wasn't too pretty against Jacksonville, he did find his way to the end zone.
Yeah.
I think he does that again this week against Atlanta Falcons, which, of course, as long as he's doing that every week, fantasy-wise, it's going to automatically put him probably right at RB2 level.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's able to get a couple of yards against him, too. I'm not sure if he's going to explode for 100, but like I said, I have him to RB2. I say start him! And we have Christian McCaffrey. He's going against the Houston
Texans.
Yeah. I actually, so we know the Cam is out of the lineup, right?
Yep.
And it did take some type of hit to his fantasy value.
Yeah, of course.
Where he was more so, as we talked about before, he's a lock.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to bring him up in this situation just because, of course, we're going to talk about it because, Kyle Allen now is the quarterback.
Correct.
And of course, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that's concerned about what McCaffrey's value is actually going to be. I have him going against, we're going against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
RB1 low. Mm-hmm. I think he's still, his great value, especially in the PPR league, is that he's able to catch the ball out the backfield. He's still going to be able to do that, even if he's not to be able to get as going as he was going between the tackles.
Right.
Maybe the defense is kind of sitting in the box, coming down in the box. So I think he may still face a loaded box, but still, him catching the ball out the backfield still brings up fire.
PPR.
So I have him as a low RB1. I say start him.
Start him.
Mark Ingram.
I like him a lot. He's been playing pretty good this season.
Yeah, going against the Cleveland Browns. Yeah,
I was just talking to Dre about this guy.
Yeah.
I haven't been on the train for like 3 years.
Yeah, me too.
And I
yeah.
feel like I just missed it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right,
me too.
Right.
Crushing it.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Oh, I was saying, I was just like, as far as like when the round draft time and things like that, he wasn't really on my radar. He wasn't someone I was thinking about that could be a value pick for me. But he has definitely showed up thus far. Him and Lamar Jackson in the backfield seems to be a great combination.
Yeah.
I think that it definitely continues against Cleveland. Cleveland has a good front seven for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to present some different challenges, I think, that Lamar hasn't seen. But Mark Ingram, I think, Ingram stays consistent this week. He's a RB1 low.
Mm-hmm.
I say start him.
All right, next up, we got David Johnson.
David Johnson. He's on my squad.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about him.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have him in my Dynasty League. And what I've liked so much this week is that he's he's consistently been able to catch the ball out the backfield. So if you're in a PPR league, he's still holding his value. If you're in a standard league, he's probably hasn't been producing maybe as much as you wanted to because hasn't gotten as many yards.
Right.
He is going against Seattle this week, which is going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah, it is. But they know Seattle. So,
right. And what I just talked about as far as him being able to catch the ball out the backfield, I think that continues and kind of is going to be his go-to this week.
Mm-hmm.
He may not be able to get a lot between the tackles, but I think Kyle Murray's going to be able to dump it down to him or find some ways in the screen game, something like that. He's going to get those short passes and kind of get some yardage there and those catches for PPR. Mm-hmm. So I say start him. So now we got to switch to the other side of things, right?
Got the yin, now we need the yang.
When it comes to, starting, we got to give you the other side of the sit-em. Some people, they got to go down on that pine. And we're going to start with David Montgomery.
Yeah.
For him, I've actually been anticipating a stronger start. I feel like every
week.
I did too. I've been expecting Chicago to find a way to get him more active or more integrated into their offense to have a bigger role.
Right.
And it seems like for some reason that hasn't actually come to fruition.
Yeah.
I think that continues this week, unfortunately. I say sit up.
He's
actually playing against who, G?
The Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, it's a tough defense he's going up against. Like you said, they haven't shown on a consistent basis that he can do it on a three-down level. You know what I mean?
I don't think they have the confidence yet.
Nah.
I know that they want to continue to have Tariq Cohen a part of the fold, and that makes a lot of sense as far as the pass catching. But I thought, with them moving on from Jordan Howard, them actually drafting him early, I thought David Montgomery actually carved out. It's still early. It's still time for it to happen.
It's just growing pains.
I don't see it happening this week.
Right.
Not against Minnesota. I say sit him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one is a little bit of an odd one that we usually don't put on the sit him list. I don't think as many
times
I've
said
this.
You hurt my heart with this. I have him in my league.
Yeah. Todd Gurley.
Yeah. Hurts my heart.
I get it. He's we've always known Todd Gurley to be, as far as a fantasy, having a huge impact.
Right.
And something you can count on every week to actually start him. Now, of course, in most situations, you probably drafted him pretty early. You may not have better options as far as running back. So in those cases, of course, you're going to actually start him.
Right.
I just want you to temper your expectation. He goes against Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Defense has been pretty solid against the run.
You believe it or not, I think they're ranked one against the run.
Pretty solid against the run. So that's the reason why I have him as a sit him this week.
Yeah.
Based on that, so I have him as an RB 2-3. If they find a way to actually maybe pass him the ball, possibly get some catches in a PPR league, he may hold some value there. But again, if you got to start him, you have to start him. But just temper your expectation. I have him sit him.
Sit him.
It's hard to say, but sit him.
Yeah, G. Go
sit
ahead.
Him.
Frank Gore, right? So last week we was pretty high on Frank Gore and thought, that he had a pretty good matchup. This week, not so much.
Nope.
He's going against the New England Patriots.
Yeah,
that's Belichick. So we already know that he's going to take, as far as defensively, he's going to take away your best option. And in Buffalo, you have John Brown, but it's really not much other than the running game.
Yeah. Right.
As far as that you would want to take away. I say, unfortunately, ageless wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Not this week.
Not this
week. I say, sit him.
Sit him.
Yeah. So this next one hurts my heart, G.
Yeah.
Duke Johnson. I actually had so much expectation for him.
Oh, Duke. What are you doing, Duke?
Right.
How do you let Carlos Hyde come in and take that job?
Yo, right. I've never seen right. him as a threat. Oh, that's such a good point that you made. Ever. I've never seen him as a threat. I anticipated that. I'm like, oh, all right, Duke Johnson.
He's going to be a starter.
Yeah. He's going to be catching the ball. He's going to be running the ball through the tackles, and then they're going to use Hyde sparingly, maybe at the goal line. No,
reverse.
Yeah, it's
flip
the other way around.
Other way around, folks.
So if you're Duke Johnson owner, I feel your pain, but this week I say sit him.
Sit him.
Devonta Freeman.
I never liked him.
Right. He's one of those ones that, you know. I was on Freeman a little early. I don't think I ever had the pleasure of having him on my team. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when he was really hot.
Right.
And now, you know, not this week. I don't see it going. Now, this is an interesting point that I do want to kind of bring up, because I do have him as a sit-em this week. But his backup, Smith, mm-hmm. he's actually in the concussion protocol.
Correct.
He hasn't been cleared of that as of yet, so you do want to kind of keep an eye on that. If that's the case, then, of course, Freeman's going to be on the field more.
Mm-hmm.
With him being on the field more, that means more usage, more opportunities. And he's probably going to score. So definitely make sure that you check on to that. But as this week, I have him, as of right now, as a sit-em. Yeah, so now we go to Sony Michel.
Sony.
That's a busy backfield, as we talked about before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think he's a product of that. I was anticipating him to actually have, as far as anybody out of the backfield, in that backfield, to have like a presence. I was actually expecting it to be him. Mm-hmm. It hasn't actually came too much as fruition. Mm-hmm. Last week, I was expecting to have a better production last week, and he did not.
Yeah.
I think that with that being a part of the fold, I think, you know, the thing that Belichick has is, you know, he has a number of running backs. This week, I think it's going to be James White. So this week, I don't see Sony Michel having that. So I say sit him.
Sit him.
Going against the Buffalo Bills, as we talked about before.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying you can do better.
Kenyon Drake.
This is going to be like an every week
thing. For the season, because I'm going to be real with you. This is one team I picked. Me and my son actually talked about this in a barbershop. Mm-hmm. We believe Miami might not win one game. This season.
So they're going to be the team that went undefeated, mm-hmm. you know, and now they're going to be the team that...
Correct.
Right, we always talk about that team that went undefeated, right? Mm-hmm. They hold that crown, but yeah, they're looking definitely to head the other direction this year.
Yeah.
And as G's told you, he's just saying, you can do better.
You can do a lot better.
Kenyon Drake, not this week. I say, sit him. He's going against the L.A. Chargers. Yeah. I just don't see... We've talked about the Miami as a whole as a team. I don't think we have to go deep into it. They're just not a good team this year.
Yeah,
running the ball is not going to be something they're going to have to their luxury of actually utilizing a lot.
Right.
Because what's going to happen is, of course, you're going to actually have, you know, a lot of teams that's actually going to get ahead. So correct. Then eliminates the chance to actually run the ball. They're going to be throwing the ball more with Rosen. And he could possibly have an effect as far as in, PPR as far as that. But I don't see a lot of, I just don't believe a lot in the Miami offense.
You can't. Miami as a team is only scoring, I believe, 5.3 points.
Exactly.
Kenyon Drake might be averaging 20 yards a game.
I'm
not exaggerating that with these numbers.
I don't even, is he even on a roster at this point?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. So, yeah, sit him.
Sit him.
Sit him.
Royce Freeman.
Okay. Oh, I'm kind of shocked at this one.
Yeah, going against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's why. Okay,
right.
Now it's making sense.
Right. They're not, you know, as far as, you know, Jacksonville is definitely not the defense that we remember before.
No.
As far as being so lethal and being able to stop. But I do think that this week, as far as them being able to stop Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, last week, there was another running back that actually went off from Denver,
Lindsay.
Right?
Lindsay.
About time.
Yeah, right? I knew that was a little close to old heart there. So I wanted to, you know, with that kind of being the case, I think that's going to be the problem for Freeman that he's going to actually run into.
Yeah.
And in this week matchup, I don't love it for him. Mm-hmm. I say sit him.
Sit him.
So now let's talk about some wide receivers.
That's right, that's
start
right.
Start them, sit them, start them, sit
them. Start them, start them, start them. Now you're no-brainers, of course.
Yeah.
You got your D-hop.
Yeah.
Like, you got to run them. You gotta
every
run
week.
Them.
Why wouldn't you not?
You know,
unless it's a bye week. Lord forbid some type of injury happens to
him. Right.
Start him every week. No-brainer. We don't need to go into much detail about it,
correct,
right?
Correct.
All right. So we're going to talk about some other ones. Now, Julio.
Mm-hmm.
you know, Julio Jones, of course, in most situations, you're always going to actually start. I do want to kind of highlight this week's matchup because he is going against the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
They actually, you know, have present some challenges as far as defending wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may, you know, this week Julio's going to have his way. I do have him as a starter. Wide receiver one, mid. I like him a lot. So, yeah, I and this week, although they've had success in the past, not so much going to happen with Julio.
Right.
Another one here with Keenan Allen.
Keenan, my main man.
Right?
I'll be real. He showed out last week. And since he's going up against these Miami Dolphins,
yeah, as we talk
gotta
about,
run him this week.
You got to run him. Wide receiver one, confident stardom. Like I said, the matchup is just a great matchup for him. And, of course, with the way Rivers is feeding him the ball, you have no other reason to believe that that's going to actually change. So I say
start him.
Tyler Lockett.
My man.
Yeah.
Got him in two leagues. And
he is on a roll.
Yes, he is.
He's going against the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. As we talked about before, some teams that, you know, just looking at the matchup, I like the matchup for them. They have no Patrick Peterson in the secondary as far as a matchup with them. I think that Russell Wilson has been playing well.
I think
that continues to the benefit of Tyler. I have him as a wide receiver one. I say start him. Tyler Boyd.
Okay, going against them Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's a nice little Monday night game for you.
Black and yellow. Yeah. I think I like this matchup for him. Now, you know, you guys always tell me how hard I am on Andy Dalton, right?
All the time.
Stop saying his name.
I mean,
Jesus.
But not as hard as G, apparently.
Right. I can't take him.
You know,
man.
And I actually do have a bingo fell out there. If you are listening, listen, you know that I actually respect you guys.
Right.
You know, deep down in your heart, you don't like Andy Dalton either.
No, you
not
don't.
Not a joking. But... as far as this week, I like Tyler Boyd as far as the matchup. He has been consistent throughout the first 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
As far as fantasy value, giving double points, I think that continues against this Pittsburgh defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, they did do some recent acquisitions on the Pittsburgh side about as far as when they got Fitz from Miami. Another one that, you know, seems like everybody was actually getting traded from Miami or wanted out of Miami.
Yeah.
They actually gave up a first-round pick and actually got him now. So he's going to be in the fold there, but I still think that somebody has to catch the ball. I think his continued consistency will continue actually there going against Pittsburgh. I say start him. Now this kid, Terry McLaurin.
McLaurin from Washington.
From Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Yeah, he came out. Listen, this guy for a rookie has definitely burst onto the scene in a major way.
Now, don't take his numbers, you know, as they are, because I believe they actually analyzed him and said that a lot of his production came during what they call basura time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, he did show up, and he actually does have hands. He's fast and all that stuff.
Listen, we don't care when you get it, though.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? No, we don't. No, this fantasy wise, no, we don't care.
In the last 2 minutes of every game, I'll take it as long as I know you're going to consistently give it to me. So in that case, I like him as a matchup this week going against
the Giants,
the New York Giants. Again, another team that falls in that category. When you see them on a calendar.
Correct. Yeah, right.
It's just like,
look at your chops. Right.
I say start him.
Now keep in mind that McLaurin, he actually is, I think that he had an injury pop up on the report yesterday. So it happened probably while he was in practice. So keep in mind that, you know, keep eyes on him, see exactly if he's going to practice Friday. If he practiced Friday, then you could probably fire him up. If not, he'll probably be a game time decision.
Yeah, so definitely make sure you check the actives and inactives. Of course, always for all players. But, yeah, especially when some injuries are part of the equation there.
Right.
Don't want to be stuck with. We've all made that mistake before as fantasy players, made that mistake where you have somebody in your lineup that's actually injured or out for that week.
Right.
Don't want to make that mistake there. So definitely make sure you check on that. Good call out there, G.
Right.
So, Larry Fitz.
Fitzy, man, I tell you.
The ageless wonder.
Yes,
huh?
That's what I was going to say. Turning back the clock, one game at a time.
Right? It seems that way. It definitely seems that way. He has been, coming. I felt like, you know, he started off his years in the NFL outstanding, right? He was known as one of the best wide receivers in the game.
Right.
And then it was like a little low there where he had a couple of years where he wasn't.
Right,
they moved
producing.
Him into the slot.
Right.
You know, he was still trying to figure out his way. And then I feel like here lately, with rookie as a quarterback, quarterback. It's like he got new life, regenerated a little bit. And, and he's now back in the conversation as a wide receiver one.
Right, right.
And that's what I like to, you know, what I'm excited to actually see. So surprised about it, but I say stardom.
And just to kind of call it out, I just was looking at a chart. It actually showed that they're looking to get that ball to Kirk a little more. So, like, there's a lot of targets going Kirk's way, but the thing is that Fitz is so great. He always utilizes whatever targets are sent his way, he's taking.
Catching them. And getting yards out. The great call out there. Oh, yeah, Kirk is definitely I like the young – it's actually his second year. I like the young wide receiver there.
You do? I do, too.
Yeah, I know. You got him. Yeah.
Got him on
one of my leagues.
Got him on
my
redraft league.
But, yeah, he's a good fit there. So, yeah, both of those wide receivers with the young quarterback have definitely, you know, someone you want to make sure you have on your radar there for sure. DJ Moore.
This one I'm a little shocked by, but at the same time, with the way that Kyle Allen played, I would give him a shot, too.
I wouldn't say it's a high wide receiver one.
Okay.
But I'm going to – this is my kind of like bold prediction, you know. Right. But I definitely kind of have him as a stardom.
Stardom.
Against the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. I actually say, you know, we actually talk about Kyle Allen. We don't really know what to really – you know, it's one game. You can't be like, oh, he is definitely this. So we're still trying to figure him out. We're still trying to figure out what's his tendencies, who he likes to throw to.
Right.
I like his connection so far with DJ Moore. Mm-hmm. I think that actually continues. Houston has been suspect as far as in the secondary.
Yes, they are.
They have been that way all year long. Mm-hmm. So I think I like his matchup this week. I say stardom. Odell Beckham.
Okay.
Junior.
OBJ.
He's going against the Baltimore Ravens this week. I like the matchup. I have him as a wide receiver, too. Now, they do have a pretty decent secondary.
Yeah.
But I think that this is a game. It's a division game, as we talked about.
Right.
I think that Odell finds a way to actually kind of get involved in this game. And as we've seen before in the previous weeks, he only needs one play where he can catch it and house it. And that'll be, as far as fantasy-wise,
it's relevant. That's
what you want. Right.
You're
good to go with just that play alone. I think that he has one of those type of plays throughout this game. I don't think that it's going to be where he's going to have, like, you know, 10 catches or something like that. But I think he has a good amount of catches, probably about 7 to 8.
Okay.
But I think he has one of those catches that's going to actually be impactful. May not go to the house, but he's definitely a wide receiver, too. I say
stardom.
And now we got to go to the other side of things, right?
We got to sit some, too, right? Everybody can go.
Right.
Everybody can go.
So we're going to talk about some wide receivers that we want to actually sit down.
Okay.
Start with T.Y.
Okay.
Hilton.
Really? After the game he had last week?
Right. He had a great game. And then, you know what? He had a great game and still left that game early because
halftime.
Right. Halftime went off and with a quad injury. And this is the reason why I have him on sit-em this week, G, that you're talking about. Yes, looking at the numbers, you're like, well, stardom. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
You want to make sure that you actually check into the injury report, the inactives and inactives before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Also check the practice for a Friday and walk through for Saturday to see if he's actually involved in those.
Right.
Because I have a sit him just basically solely on the injury factor because he left that game.
Correct.
So if they're saying he's going to start, you want to temper your expectation. But of course, I would definitely start him. But this is the reason why he's on sit him.
And they're leaning more towards making him a game time decision.
Like
he's the position he's in, and because he's a Wiley vet, they're looking at like he really doesn't have to practice. He's not a person. And who they've been like this with him last season and all that. You know, I have him in my fantasy. And
you know about him, huh?
Yeah.
a little bit.
I should have ran him last week. I know. Hurt piece.
You didn't play him.
Left
huh?
about 23 points on the bench, but I didn't need it anyway. When it comes to T.Y., it's a game time decision. You'll find out a little bit before probably 12 o'clock on Sunday if he's going to go or not.
Yeah, so definitely check that there. I have him right now as a sit-em. Emmanuel Sanders.
I like Emmanuel. He's been putting up pretty good numbers.
Another vet that has actually continued to actually consistently, as far as fantasy, put up numbers. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you there, G. His matchup this week actually going against the
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right.
Don't think Jalen Ramsey might not go, right?
Right.
So, but he's going to still go up against AJ.
AJ Boy is pretty solid.
Absolutely. Pretty solid. Totally a good point there. To your point about Jalen, it seems like he's actually been missing practice. It seems like his trade request still stands.
Yeah.
It's a little murky as far as those waters. So to your point, I don't think he's going to be going against him, but he will be going against AJ. And listen. That's just, it's still the same thing there as far as what he's going to be facing there. So I have him as a sit-up. Stephon Diggs.
So
he hasn't been really lighting it up this year.
It's not you. Okay. It's him, actually.
That's a Viking fan telling me. You know all about it, huh?
Yeah, I know all about it. I actually had somebody try to trade him to me about a couple weeks ago and wanted to argue me down that Stephon Diggs is better than Thielen. It is not. He is not. I mean, probably overall, athletically, but with the connection with the quarterback.
Which is key. Yeah. All that matters in fantasy.
Correct.
Absolutely,
correct.
G. Yeah, they can't tell you about your team.
They can't. Come on now. against the Bears.
And that means he's going to probably go against Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be one heck of a matchup, but I don't like his chances this week. I say sit him.
Sit him.
D.D. Westbrook. Mm. Yeah.
Shocker.
I mean, he's going to get targets, but will he catch it?
That's key. That's the key right there.
Right. That seems to be the biggest problem. And I think that's why I like other players on the offense that actually seem to get the more catches, like
D.J. Shark. Man. He gets – D.J. Shark is key. Like he's the one on this squad that you need to be looking at.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So with that in mind, that's the reason why – part of the reason why I have him as a sit-em. Also, your Denver Broncos have been pretty solid against as far as wide receivers getting up against yardage.
Right.
And as O talked about, we're not sure if he's going to catch it. So you got to prove it to me first. Right. I say sit-em.
Sit-em.
Corey Davis.
Going against them Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah. Corey Davis of those Tennessee Titans. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As we talked about, you know, Tennessee has been, you know, has had their moments last week on the Thursday Night Football against Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Showed pretty nice. Not him. He had some pretty decent catches, but not as far as fantasy impact.
Right.
I think that continues, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I say sit him.
Sit him.
So we talk about John Brown.
Doodoo Brown.
Right. He's actually had a pretty solid fantasy season up until this week.
Yeah.
Connecting with Allen out there, you know, in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, I would actually have him as, you know, a flex, or my concern is he's playing
the New England Patriots, and they take away what you do best.
Right.
So, Frank Gore, nothing. Well, John
Brown.
They
haven't allowed an offensive touchdown yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And they all reasons why I say
sit him.
This week, no. Now, next week, check back because he probably won't be on the sit him list.
Right.
Now, this one's a little close to my heart. Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have him in.
What has he been doing this
season? Our dynasty league, he hasn't. I had to actually pull out and actually put him on my bench this week.
So what's that contract looking like?
Yeah, let's not talk about it. Okay, let's not talk about it. This week he is actually going against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
There actually is a very solid secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Part is not even also just the matchup. It's more so the offense. It just seems that his connection with Baker hasn't yet materialized.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying to sell and totally buy it, you know, get out of everything, but I would say if you have a better option this week, I'd say sit him. I would probably even start a Sterling Shepard possibly over him this week.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that would actually be the case, but, you know, I would probably actually start him over him just because, like I said, him and Baker haven't seemed to actually get that clicking enough to have fantasy impact. You know, he catches like 3 or 4. It's not like he's not catching any passes.
Right.
But it's just not impactful as far as fantasy. I say sit him.
Sit him.
John Ross.
Yes. Sit them dead natty.
With them Bengals.
Yeah, man.
Going against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That should be actually a pretty good game, honestly.
Should be. Division foe, as we talked about.
As far as John Ross this week, I just don't like the matchup. I say sit him.
Sit him.
Josh Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Now, since Antonio Brown's gone, since he's bye-bye, I think Josh is going to step up, get a few more targets.
Yeah, you know, I think he does.
Him, Dorsett, I think they're going to do wonders out there to help out Edelman. So
that's exactly what I was getting. I have him as a sit-em this week, but just the name you just brought up, the way that Dorsett kind of came on the scene last week, Edelman is still actually in the fold.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Josh hasn't still solidified himself as the wide receiver one. I think some weeks he's still going to move back to being in that fold.
Correct.
This week, Buffalo has a solid defense.
They do.
There's one thing they do have.
And they know New England.
And yeah, so I think Josh is going to have a tough matchup this week. I say
sit him.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks.
QBs.
Yeah. Let's talk about some stardom. Yeah. Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes, no brainer. These are must-starts. I don't think of Lamar Jackson. I don't think you have better situations that you would find someone that you'd be like, maybe I should start him over.
Right.
Unless you just happen to be one of those that have like two great quarterbacks and you just have a tough decision.
Right.
But to me, those are no-brainers. We don't need to spend much time on them. If they're on your team, start them.
Start him.
Daniel Jones, and let's talk about it.
Let's talk about DJ. Go DJ.
That's my DJ. Right. He actually has come, you know what, all the bad talk, for all the things that he would actually said about Daniel Jones as far as him coming in, where he was drafted. I think it was more so about the issue that he was drafted. Sixth overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people question that him being worthy of that.
Right.
He has actually had to get credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
He has came onto the scene in his start last week and showed that, hey,
he can step up.
He was legit. You know, mm-hmm. He's ready to start. I don't know that he's worth the sixth overall pick.
But he is definitely
worth respect, and you should actually be starting him this week.
Start him.
Going against the Washington Redskins, as we talked about, some matchup just lent to.
Right.
Great matchups.
Yeah.
So I think this week is a good matchup for Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. I have him as a QB2. Like I said, unless you have better options, and maybe you do,
mm-hmm.
But I have him as a starter. Russell Wilson.
Russ Bus.
Yeah, I bet. He's been doing pretty good this year, right?
I think
that continues as we talked about. They go against the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
QB1, must start.
Must start.
Start him. Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the rookie.
He's
going against the Seattle Seahawks, as we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually have him now. Seattle's defense is not what we known them to be. It's not the
Legion of Boom anymore. Nope.
That's all gone. Russell's going off.
Right.
Yeah, he has to.
They have actually moved from being a defensive prominent type team to actually moved over to being more of an offensive type of team,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, Russell's actually taking the reins, and he's actually QB1 this week. I say start him.
And he's using all his weapons, too.
How about that? He's definitely spreading the ball all around.
Mm-hmm.
From his tight end, Disley going off, mm-hmm. to actually having the running backs, he's getting the ball to them. DK Metcalf when he's playing and he's not injured. And as we talked about Tyler, it's been his number one target. So, yes, they have all looked pretty good, mm-hmm. definitely.
So what about Kyler Murray's?
So Prince prospects, I would actually say Fitz, as we talked about, is definitely a stardom, and mm-hmm. that's why I like his matchup this week against Seattle.
Yeah.
But we talked about Kirk. I think he's still going to start coming on the scene
a little bit more, right?
Yeah. And, of course, DJ in the backfield. I think that continues as far as being a pass catch option.
You always loving. Yeah. You always smiling when you say
about DJ.
DJ. Yeah.
That's my DJ.
The twinkling eye.
Troopy Tool, like I said, he hasn't actually produced the yards that I was expecting, but he has been able to be a valuable catch option for Murray out the backfield. So mm-hmm. I think that continues. I have him as a QB2. I say start him. Matt Ryan.
Matty Ice.
He's going against the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a tough day. Might be. It could be.
Yeah, I have him as a stardom this week, but it could be. You're right. I actually have more of it. I see him as more of a QB2 in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But just because of the Titans. But the Titans have been up and down as far as defense,
right?
They came on the scene the first week and made you feel like, okay, they're going to be legit. This is what I remember. They got key pieces on that side of the ball.
Yep.
They're going to be a defensive sounded team.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week, they're not so much. And then they come back and be in one. So I'm not, this one I'm kind of on the fence of, but I will say a QB2.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, most situations, especially with the bye weeks that we have, of course, Jimmy G actually being on a bye this week.
Right.
You might be in a situation where you're looking for a good start. I say Matt Ryan, start him. Dak Prescott.
Dak.
Mm-hmm.
Got your
you
back.
You think it's going to keep on going,
mm-hmm.
huh?
That's good. I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody might want it to for that.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely see
it's confusing for me, though, because I don't know this week who to run. Should I run Dak Prescott against New Orleans Saints, or should I run Lamar Jackson against the Cleveland
Browns? Good problems to have.
You tweet at the Elite Circle Pod and I'll help you out.
Anytime you need football advice, just reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to look into that for you.
I'll do that.
But yeah, so yeah, Dak Prescott going against the New Orleans Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I do think this is just actually a great matchup for him. Yeah. Now, you know, I think that what's going to actually kind of work for Dak is that more than likely, because of Teddy Bridgewater, they're going to struggle a little bit on offense.
Correct.
I anticipate the defense is going to be out there a little bit more than they usual are, which, like I said, is going to lend to a great benefit for Dak this week. So I say start him. Now we have Philip Rivers.
Yeah, and you gotta run him.
Yes.
You gotta run him. Any quarterback, like we said, going against this team.
Miami Dolphins?
You have got to run.
Enough said. Start him.
Now, all right. We're gonna go to the sit-em side.
Yeah.
Sit-em side.
We gotta go to the other end of things. Josh Allen.
Buffalo.
Now, as we talked about, they're going against New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots is actually a tough D. Belichick, especially when as a young quarterback, he's not a rookie anymore. He's still a young quarterback. I think Belichick is going to be able to actually put him in some situations where he's going to be very uncomfortable.
Correct.
I don't know, as we talked about, buys are starting to come into the fold as far as being a part of the situation. But you want to make sure, you know, if you don't have any better options, you might have to start him. But I say this week, if you do have better options, sit him. Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm. My man, Jameis.
Yeah, he's going against the Rams this week. That they have two good, solid corners out there. Marcus Peters, also with Talib on the other side. Of course, we know about what's up front with Aaron Donald.
Yeah,
said. Then their linebackers, Littleton. Like, they have pieces, all phases on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, it's going to be tough for James to kind of go against this week.
Yeah.
He did have a good week last week. You know, him and Evans went off.
They lost,
and
though.
They still lost, right.
Yeah.
And that was against the Giants.
Yes.
This week, you're going against the Rams. I think it's a tougher matchup. I say sit up.
Sit him.
Now, this next quarterback.
Sit him until he gets his act together.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hate to be saying this right now, but Kirk Cousins, you are no family member of mine. You are not my cousin. No, he's not my cousin.
All right. Well, with that in mind, we're talking about Kirk Cousins. He is going against the Chicago Bears this week. Mm-hmm. As we talked about, it can be actually a rough matchup this week.
Yes.
Kirk's still trying to figure some things out there.
He is.
With that in mind, until he actually kind of gets on track, Chicago is not the recipe of a defense that you want to try to figure it out. We don't track with.
Not at all.
I don't think they lend to that. And that's the reason why I have him as a sit-em. Now, last week, we had Uncle Rico, right?
Yeah.
Uncle Rico.
Yeah, Gardner.
Yeah, my man, Minshew.
Yeah, from the Jacksonville. He had a great week last week. He's going against Denver Broncos.
Mm.
And this week, I don't like the matchup as much this week.
You don't see him lighting it up this week?
I think Miller might have
a
couple.
You see DJ Shark catching some passes?
Nah, I hope that he does catch some.
Yeah.
I think he's going to catch some, but I just want to temper the expectations. I don't think it's going to be as great as it was last week. You know, I think Miller is on the other side of the ball. They have some other pieces there. Chris Harris Jr., you know, that's actually going to be into the fold here. So I think he's not going to have as far as a fantasy game, I don't think he's going to have a great game. But overall, his game may be pretty solid. But as this week, I say sit him.
Sit him.
Then we have Derek Carr.
Mm.
And actually, as I said before, I have to give credit. Like, Oakland has been better than advertised. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Better than we were expecting.
Yeah, correct.
They have been actually, a pretty decent team overall.
Yeah.
But now we're talking about the quarterback and we're talking about the matchup this week. They're going against the Indianapolis Colts.
Yep.
I don't like the matchup too much this week for him.
I don't know.
I say sit him.
Sit him.
All right, so Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, same.
No
boat.
Repeat performance, huh?
No repeat. Not this week.
Not this week.
Why, not this
why
week.
Why not this week?
Playing them Vikings, son. Vikings. You like that?
Yeah.
You like that, don't you? No, but he's gonna have a tough time. Mitchell, he had a slow start this season. It took him two games to get it going. You know what I mean? And like you said, this is kind of the wrong team to actually try to, getting things together.
Mm-hmm,
you know, this is that wrong game. Just like with Kirk Cousins, it's the same thing. It's going to be a horrible game, I think, as far as quarterback play. They're going to have to rely on a whole lot more. Burton's going to have to step up for him. You know, you're going to need David Montgomery to come out of his shell in order for Mitchell to do good. They got some good wideouts and stuff like that. But this team, these teams know each other very well, and they're more so run first on offense, and mm-hmm. their defenses mm-hmm. are stout. So,
yes.
you know,
yes.
I yes. think that's kind of what kind of problem he's going to run into.
Right. So, yeah, I think that's going to be Vikings is not a recipe for a good matchup for Mitchell or Trubisky because of what they, like I said, it's, like you talked about, there's going to be a lot of pressure that's going to be able to get something. They're going to get in the backfield this week.
Yeah.
I think, so with that in mind, I just say sit up.
Sit up.
Marcus Mariota. Yeah, it's starting to kind of be a trend here, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm saying his name too often on the sit-em side of things
here.
Yeah. And this should actually be like a kind of a decision year for him. Unfortunately, it hasn't been off to the correct start.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, he's going against the Atlanta Falcons this week.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't love the matchup. I don't even really love what the Tennessee has offered as far as on offense, outside of Henry.
Right.
Henry, other than that, their offense, as far as passing the ball, yep. Mariota throwing the ball, hasn't been too impressive. I think that kind of continues this week against Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I say sit him.
Sit him.
So it goes to the stardom with some tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
As we talked about some no-brainers, right? We're not going to have to go into much detail. Mm. Travis Kelce falls in that category
no
if you have him.
No-brainer.
Stardom.
Stardom.
Why wouldn't you? Are you kidding me? You know who his quarterback is?
If the 49ers were playing, you would be playing George Kittle. He's the starter.
Exactly.
Like, you don't have to worry about certain players.
Right. But they're on a bye week this week. So, we're going to talk about some other tight ends. In case you're looking for a filler for some tight ends on the bye week,
mm-hmm.
we got Delanie Walker.
My main man.
As we talked about, the Titans are going against Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. I have him as a tight end one this week. Mm-hmm. I say
Stardom.
Now, this one is actually a surprise to actually have on the list.
Yeah.
Austin Hooper.
Well,
like,
we were waiting for the connect.
He worked his way into it. I was dead wrong. I said, I never look his way. Can't stand the man. Mm-hmm. I like him as a person.
Right.
But when it comes to football play, I don't like him. And,
he has stepped on the scene.
Yes,
I have to give him credit where credit is due. So this week I have him as a tight end 1/2. Mm-hmm. I say stardom. Now we're going to go to my guy, Mark Andrews.
From the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, now last week he actually had.
Shaky last week.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, I'm not going to actually jump off boat or anything like that.
Right.
But it does, you know, you want to keep a close eye. He is going against the Cleveland Browns this week. They have been pretty friendly to tight ends thus far this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think that continues. I have Mark Andrews as a tight end one. I say stardom. And now we talk about Darren Waller.
Yeah, from Oakland Raiders.
Right? Now, he's like a surprise as far as tight ends thus far in this year.
Yeah.
So I actually, you know, I've liked what he's actually, like I talked about as far as Oakland, I like what they have done this far throughout the season. He's been a part of the fold, a big part of the piece on the offense. Of course, they have Jacobs also.
Right.
But, you know, this week I do like Darren Waller as a tight end one, tight end two. They're going against the Colts, as we talked about. Right. I say stardom.
Stardom.
Now, this name is definitely a little bit more familiar when we talk about the tight ends as far as stardom.
Yeah.
Evan Engram.
Yeah, from the Giants.
Lighting it up this year.
Right?
He has continued
that prowess. I think it continues, no matter the quarterback, whether that was Eli
or Dave.
With Daniel Jones. I definitely like it with Daniel Jones this week. They're going against Washington. It is a division game.
But it should be a cakewalk, you know what I mean, because of how the Redskins, they've been playing on the defensive side of the ball.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
So I think Evan Engram, he's going to show out. He's going to definitely hold it down for the Giants. You can definitely start him.
Yeah.
Period, point blank.
Yeah, I say start him.
Start him.
So we have Will Disley. Tight end two.
Yeah.
He's going against the Arizona Cardinals that we talked about already.
Yeah.
Him and Russell seem to have a nice connection.
Yes, they do.
I actually have him on the bench in one of my leagues, and I'm kind of, you know, I was itching that man. I know.
On the bench?
I have Mark Andrews also.
Oh,
to put
okay. Now it makes sense.
But last week, he actually outplayed Mark Andrews. So I have to give credit where credit is due.
Right.
I like what he's actually putting together there. Him and Russ, like I said, they seem to have a good connection there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to continue throughout the year.
Yeah.
I like it this week. I say stardom.
Stardom.
Greg Olsen.
My guy, Greg Olsen.
Right. Now, we always have known him to have that great connection with Cam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we know that Cam is actually out this game. They're actually going against the Houston Texans.
Yep.
I think tight ends is supposed to be the quarterback best friend.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the case for Kyle Allen this week.
Yep.
He's going to find Olsen a couple of times for some big yards, and he's always been one of those ones that can catch and kind of get some yardage after, and also a huge red zone threat. I like him this week. I say start him.
Start him.
I say Kyle is like a tight end, too, this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we got to go to the other side of things.
Yeah, man. You got to start him. You got to sit him.
Right.
Everybody can't go, folks.
So, Jared Cook.
Against them Cowboys.
Now, this has to actually, I think this is definitely an effect from Drew Brees being out.
Yes.
Has definitely affected his value. Mm-hmm. Teddy Bridgewater seems to still find Thomas pretty, of course, it's not the same type of effect that he had with Brees, but he still seems to find him for a couple of targets.
Right.
The targets to Cook, I don't see actually happening as much. And the Dallas actually, although it pains me to say, they actually have a great defense. And I think that's actually going to be the case this week.
Yeah.
I say sit him.
Sit him.
Trey Burton, like, he hasn't been the same
since he left the Eagles.
Well. and he's actually going against some team in the Midwest.
Get out of here. The NFC North, them Vikings.
Yeah, his matchup this week is not too great. That's a great defense in Minnesota. I do not like it. And like I said, he hasn't shown the same type of tight end value that he had a couple of years ago. I say sit him.
Sit him.
Until he shows it consistently, definitely.
Right.
Kyle Rudolph.
Like I said, because he's no cousin of mine.
Right.
He's no cousin of mine. It's his fault. He's not connecting with Rudolph. He's gone more so to Irv Smith Jr. So
yeah, exactly. So yeah, it seems like the connection doesn't seem to be there. Right. So as far as the matchup this week of going against the Chicago Bears, it's a tough matchup.
Yes.
And if he had the connection or the rapport already, I probably would lean to a different way. But since that doesn't exist, also two negatives can't go with it. I say sit up.
Sit up.
Oh, Wiley Vett, another one, right? We got a lot of vet tight ends still in the league.
Yeah, Jason.
This one went away from the game and came back this year.
Yeah, said I'm gonna become an anchor and then I'm gonna come back.
Right. So this one we talk about Jason Witten, and they are going against the New Orleans Saints.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints defense is actually, like I said, a pretty solid defense.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I do think they may be on the field a little bit too much this week, but I don't see Jason having a huge fantasy prowess this week.
Right.
I say sit him.
Sit him.
Now, this is a new tight end, kind of a new face here, right?
Yep.
Talking about Jordan Atkins.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually going against the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so as we talked about, he's actually with the Houston Texans, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually come on scene the last couple of weeks. Watson and him seem to have a little bit of a connection.
Which is
pretty interesting there because before, I don't remember Watson using the tight ends as much.
No, not really. That was the Texans of old before Watson got there.
Exactly.
They used to always go to the tight ends.
Exactly.
Always.
Yeah, they did go back then, right. Yeah. But as since he's been here, but he seems to be developing that with him now.
Yeah.
But not this week. I don't like the matchup so much. I say sit him.
Sit him.
Now, this is a familiar name here. Tyler Eifert.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati Bengals. He's going against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
This week, like we talked about, the division game. I don't really like the strength that the Steelers do have in their defense. Definitely in the secondary now with the acquisition recently. They also have Joe Hayden on the other side. So they have a solid safety there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that linebacker play, of course, with TJ Watt that actually does there. So,
right.
like I said, the matchup this week for Eifert, I really don't like it this week. And because of that, I say sit up.
Sit
to become a part of the Elite Circle, please email us at
EliteTeam@EliteCirclePodcast.com. Again, the email address is EliteTeam@EliteCirclePodcast.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Elite Circle Pod. You can also follow us on Instagram at Elite Circle Pod.